Hey, it's time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's available as a podcast. So if you missed it yesterday, you missed how much the creator of the Nike swoosh got paid for their work.
Wasn't it like $38
You'll be shocked when you find out when you click the podcast link at WRAT.com. But today, you're about to be entertained and informed. You know, the very first streaming service ever was not anything Amazon.
Netflix.
Apple. No, the very first music streaming service.
Oh, music.
Music streaming.
Started in 1897.
What?
Say what?
How's that possible?
In 1897, a company called Telharmonium in New York City, you could pick up your telephone, dial a number, and be connected to a central hub that would be playing music 24 hours a day.
That's brilliant.
That music was performed live by two musicians who would go in shifts.
That's awesome.
Oh, I thought Paul Revere was running around your town screaming like, you know, this album just came out.
Telharmonium, the very first streaming service, but they used live musicians back in 1897.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. And then, you know, people would bitch about the commercials and you couldn't skip ahead. It sucked, man. It sucked.
I don't want to have to wait 15 seconds for a... What's one of those old school cone things?
Right, right.
The xylophone or whatever the hell it was called?
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.